be your net. Your net control tonight is kilowatt 4, Oscar India Mike, K4 OIM. My name is Walt. My location is Lake Bowen up here in Edmond. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. Of emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. At an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Traffic for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net tonight. Please call K4OIM or net control. Now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and your intent to remain on the net for the right-you portion. And on Tuesday night, after I close the net down, we have a roundtable discussion for any of the new hams, or it don't matter if you're newer or older ham. If you got any questions about amateur radio or antennas, computers, whatever, usually they sum up. I just found out this week I'm classified an old timer. I've been in this hobby 43 years, but anybody got any questions out there, please join in the roundtable discussion, and we will find somebody on here that can answer your questions. And we will now begin. Oh, I done read all that. Before we get into the regular RF section of the roll call, the check-ins, and everyone out there, if you're not familiar with the free check-in list, if you're not going to be at home or around the radio and you want to check in, just check in on the Brawler's website, click on the pre-check-in, just enter your call sign, your name, your location, and at the bottom of the box, it'll ask you if you want it announced over the air or not. You click yes or no, and then click check in. And I go through that list up to 9 o'clock. Well, I ain't got nothing else showed up yet. Don't have many on the pre-check-in list tonight. That's unusual. First up, we got W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred over at Travelers Res. He brings along his lovely wife, Isla, N4IEI. And they are always a regular, and we appreciate, Fred, you and Miss Allen taking advantage of the pre-check-in. And then KW4TS, that's Jim over in Pelzer. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat in Malden. And KA4WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. Then KJ4UHF, that's Jack, he's in Greenville. KC4W, that's Mr. Bill down in Anderson. And K4XMR, that's Mel over in Prosperity. And then my good friend John, KM4RJM. He used to be a net control station on Friday night, but he, moved up to Brown Summit, North Carolina to be close to his kids up there. John, thank you for checking in, and thank all of you for taking advantage of the pre-check-in list. And that will do it for the pre-check-ins. We'll go now, let me check and see. Yep, we're going to Echo Link Stations. Echo Link Stations and Echo Link Stations only. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. WKH, Marshall, Jacksonville, Florida. Negative traffic. And I will be around for the rag chew. I got a question for you and some of the other guys up there.
That's all we got up right now on Echo Link. And I will keep going back to Echo Link periodically during the RF section. And for other Echo Link stations, that was Mr. Marshall, W4MKH. And I guess you're back down in Florida now, aren't you, John? I mean, Marshall.
Yes, sir. I'm in Florida. I'll be up that way starting November the 15th. And that's what I want to talk about in the rag chew.
Red check mark by your name here in the book. You're not in trouble when I put a red check mark down. That's how I determine who's going to be around for rag chew after I go through the roll call. So that's all we got up right now on Echo Link. And this being Tuesday night, we begin with the letters I through L, India through Lima. If the first letter in the suffix for call begins with the letter I through L, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, though, and saying 73s for each one of you.
Hope you and the family are well. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. W4IOE. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Walt, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and the family, and good evening to all. No traffic, no comment.
I am. What Kilo, Bravo, 3, Kilo, Victor, Tango. KB3, KBT. Doc, Delta, Oscar, Charlie. North Pickens, Tater Hill. Negative and negative, short time.
Check in, QL Oscar 4, India Sierra Golf, KO4, ISG, Danny, and yes, I'll be out at Performance 73, good night and good net.
I am. Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, that's KO4, JKV, this is Duncan, up in Asheville, North Carolina, no traffic, no comment, and 73 to you and everybody on the net.
Charlie 3, November, Foxtrot Alpha. That's KC3NFA. This is Lee in Greer. No traffic.
Oh, I am. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
OIM. Kilo, India 4. Lima, Zulu, India. KR4LZI. Dandy, Table Rock. No traffic, no round table. And if you've had your license over 25 years, you qualify for QCWA member status.
Up K Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India Alpha, that's KG4, JIA. Dennis and Gaffney, good evening to you all. Paul on the net, 73.
Let's start here. First we got up my friend James, KK4, JFO, up there in Tuxedo. James almost got married one time up there. He decided not to, and son of a gun, about a week later, we went to Greenville and got married. A redhead that I regret. that one lasted about 15 years. And then we got W4IOE, that's Mr. Sid up in Fletcher. Sid, it's great to hear you checking in. I've been asking about you each week when I call the net, and glad to be out of the hospital and back home. Thanks for checking in, Sid. Week 3, KVT, that's Doc over North Pickens up there on Tater Hill. Doc, thanks for checking in. And KO4ISG, that's Mr. Danny over in Gastonia. Thank you for checking in, Danny, and being a regular here. Then KO4JKV, that's Duncan up in Asheville, and he's a regular. Appreciate you, Duncan, for checking in each night. And then KC3NFB, that's Lee over in Greer. Lee, I believe it's the first time you've checked in with me. Glad to have you check in. And, boy, we got three representing Greer tonight. We got Lee Ford, JBQ, that's Mr. Larry. He brings along his lovely wife, KC4MFK, Miss Donna, and they from Greer. And Greer is my hometown. And Larry, thank you for sticking around and for the round table and helping me out with some of these new guys that's got questions. I really appreciate you there, Larry. Then here's my friend Andy, KI4LZI, up on Table Rock. I have to talk to you later about that. If you had your license 25 years or more, I didn't know there was some kind of certificate for that, Andy. And then we got KG4JIA. That's Mr. Dennis. He's a regular here, too, here lately. And Dennis is over in Gaffney. Do I have anybody else? I-3-L, please call K4OIM for net control. But we got them all on the first go-round there tonight. And I haven't messed up anybody's call sign or name yet. That's pretty good for me. Maybe this cataract surgery is really helping after all. So we'll move up to the next group now. Mike through Papa, it's the first letter. The suffix you can call begins with the letter M through P. Please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM? Please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. And my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. And our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all at Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
I am. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo. KO4NUE, QTH, Campabella, name is Chad. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, and she is also in Campabella. Thank you for calling the net tonight, Walt.
That's list there. Maybe I'll pick another one up here in just a moment, but I'll get these checked in. And recognize all of them. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena over in Piedmont. Miss Lorena, that radio is really sounding great. And she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and her lovely daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. And they are from Piedmont. And then my good friend, Chad, KO4NUE over in Campobello, and Chad is one of our net control stations. He fills in when one of the other stations or something come up and they are not available that night. And then he brings along his lovely wife, Anna, KO4RYP, and they're from Piedmont. And Miss Anna, she is also a backup at control station. And Chad, I don't know if you're going to stick around for the round table or not. I know you probably got to get to bed early tonight because you're going on that trip to France tomorrow. But there ain't no need going to bed early because you ain't going to sleep no way. good talking to you, Chad. And anybody else, Mike through Papa, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Good boy, go ahead, recheck.
Oh, you didn't mess up. Put me in the comments, Walt.
I got you for comments. Got you red marked, checked by your name. Don't give you no star, you get red checks from this net control station. All right, I got you down, Chad. Anybody else, Mike through Papa, please call K4OIM or net control. Moving on up to the next group. Quebec through Tango. Pick the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letter Q through T. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. In Kilo Delta 4, Tango, Whiskey, Papa, that's Tom, and also check in. Off 4, Lima, Kilo Alpha, that's Miss Angie. We're negative and negative, mobile in Tocoa, Stevens County.
OIM. Check in Whiskey November, 4 Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
For OIM. Walt, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Alpha X-ray. This is Jim in Dacusville, and I'll be negative and negative.
First up on that list, we got KO4TWP, Tom, and he is bubbling down in Tocoa, Georgia. I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me, Tom. We have this net over here every night at 9 o'clock, a different net control station each night. And we invite you and Miss Angie, his wife, KG4. I think I got it all right. KG4LK, was that correct on Miss Angie's call, Tom?
That was right. I'm the repeater's in and out. I'm going up a bunch of hills and down some valleys. But my call was Kilo Delta 4, Kilo Delta 4 Tango Whiskey Papa. And Miss Angie's was Kilo Golf 4 Lima Kilo Alpha. I think you were right on hers.
I appreciate that. I had KD4 and I looked at it through my right eye. I just had cataract surgery done on my left eye a few weeks ago, and I can't get used to these glasses. I got to go back about 2 weeks and get the left eye done, and maybe I can see straight then. But, Tom, I appreciate you and Miss Angie checking in from down there in Toccoa. And thanks for coming back and making sure I had KD instead of KO. I had a D, but in my right eye, it looked like an O. Thank you there, Tom. And then we got my good friend, Chris, WN4S, over in Lyman. Thank you, Chris, and thanks for checking in each night with the net control station here on the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society net. And then we got KO4RAX, that's Mr. Jim over in Dacresville. And Jim, you don't know how much I appreciate you being the last one to check in that group. I had time to write Dacresville. All right. One more time, go back through Tango. Please call K4OIM or net control.
OIM. Looks like I missed my group in the dead zone. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Hotel, KO4NNH. My name is Fred, mobile empty mod tonight. 73 to you, Walt, and all on the net, I'll be negative and negative.
Jim. Please check in Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey. K4ROW, Richard and Grayman. No traffic, no roundtable.
Mr. Fred, KO4NNH. Fred, it don't matter if you missed your group. You can, come back anytime and check in. Just as long as we get you in here and get you by a number in the logbook. And Fred's bubbling around over in Piedmont. Thank you for taking the time to check in, Fred. And then we got K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard over there in Greenville. And thank you for being a regular checking in, Richard. Really appreciate it. Look right now and see if I got anybody on Echo Link. Yep, looks like we got one up. Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only. Please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November. K4VKN, this is Alan. Down here in Piedmont, we'll be negative and negative. And Walt, you're doing a fine business job calling the net. You really make it fun. 73 to everyone on the net.
That was K4VKN, Mr. Alan, over there in Piedmont. Well, Alan, I know, it's a formal net, and there ain't no rules in here that I know we got a preamble we go by, and it ain't like a job. Well, I retired as a heavy equipment operator, and I love my job so much. I told my boss, man, after I retired, I went back and worked for about 10 years for a third of what I was making an hour, because I was only allowed to make so much without giving Social Security back half of what I made. And I told him, I said, I would work for nothing. I enjoy the job I do. I enjoy running heavy equipment. And believe it or not, before I started calling this net, I was scared to death of this microphone. But why not have a net and call it and have fun with it, but yet be serious and do it in order the way it's supposed to be done, Alan. I believe this is the first time you've checked in with me, but I'm glad you're on the butt. Well, I can't say that's what they say on South Cars. I'm glad you're along for the ride tonight, Alan. Anybody else? Where was I at? Q through T. How about, U through Z? Uniform through Zulu. If the first letter and the suffix of your call begins with the letter U through Z, please call K4OIM or net control.
AM. Juliet 4, Whiskey, Zulu, Mike, KJ4WZM. Name here is Daniel, and somehow I actually think this is probably the first time I've checked in on your net. I'm actually awake tonight. You can go ahead and put me down for comments. I'll try to hang around for a little while. And I want to let you know I started it on my ball joint project. The entire front end of my vehicle is now completely disassembled, and I'm putting it back together with a 4-inch lift kit. Not just the front, the back too. I'm doing it right. I'm not gonna do squatted trucks like everybody else my age and younger does. So I'm gonna do it right. Well, good net. Mark me down for comments. I'll be around. K4OIM and the net KJ4WZM 73s. Everybody.
Where are you at tonight, Daniel? The news the other night where the state of South Carolina outlawed, it was either South Carolina or North Carolina, outlawed them Carolina squatters. First time they pull you over, you get a ticket for $100, and the second time they pull you over, you get a ticket for $500, they take your license for 6 months. Personally, I think they look stupid. Anybody else? Uniform through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. And Daniel, I got you down for comments. I got all that group here on the first go round. Let's see how many Daves I can get here. Alpha through Delta. If the first letter in the suffix of your call begins with the letters A through D, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM. Good evening, Walt. Sounds like you're having a good time calling that. I enjoy your nets. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
OIM.
K4OIM, go ahead.
Did you copy that, Walt?
OIM out. Come back and repeat, please.
Something's wrong with my radio. This is Kilo 1, Charlie Juliet Whiskey, Roland Pickens. Negative and negative, and good evening to all.
I am. Please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to everybody on the net.
First up, we got our net manager, Mr. Dave, W4DJW, over in Greer. Dave is the one that makes sure that there's a net control station here each night. And Dave just retired going on almost 2 months ago. Well, I guess it has September going on 2 months. And I hope you're enjoying flying, Dave. And really appreciate all you do for the net. Then next up, we got my friend Roland, K1CJW, over in Pickens. Yeah, Roland, it sounds like you might come disconnected or had a short in or something. You said net control, and that was the end of it. Till you come back with your final transmission there. On that last go-around, you were perfectly intelligible, no white noise or nothing. You were in the repeater good. And then we got KB2BYQ. That's Mr. Dave over in Easley. And thank you for being a regular checking in, Dave. anybody else, Alpha through Delta, please call K4OIM or Net Control. We're two out of that group. At one time, I thought I was going to have to start a group just for the Daves. And there's still a few that hadn't checked in tonight, but maybe I'll catch them here in the next group or in the, on the second shift. And, oh boy, we'll go here now. Echo through hotel is the first letter in the subfixture for call begins with the letter E through H. Please call K4OIM or Net Control.
OIM. Scan Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And I will be in and out tonight, Walt. Thank you for calling the net. 7-3.
We'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
In Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4HTP. I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2 Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB, Simpsonville, and he'll also be negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net. I think that it's your friendliness or your southern hospitality attitude or something like that one other station was talking about that makes you so fun to listen to, Walt.
So, Wendy, I'm just being myself. I know the first month or two I started calling the net, I was a nervous wreck. But I've got now to where I can just relax and really enjoy what I was doing. And I had a double in there with Patrick. I think I know who it was, but let me go ahead and check these in here. First up was KO4HKX, that's my friend Patrick up there in Penrose. And then we had Miss Wendy, KM4HTP. And Miss Wendy is one of our net controllers. She usually calls either on Sunday night or Monday night. And she brings along her husband, Mark, W2MJB, who is also a net control station. On Sunday night or Monday night, they switch out back and forth, and sometimes Miss Wendy can't make it, and Mr. Robert, 884RM over there in Easley, he hadn't checked in so far tonight, but he fills in and calls. They kind of rotate, Robert and Wendy. And Wendy and Mark, they over there in Simpsonville. But, Harry, I believe that might have been you, that double with Patrick. Whoever it was, please come back and call K4OIM or Net Control.
K4OIM. Yeah, that was me, Walt. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. Negative and negative.
So, W4FHJ, Gene. And we're in there, too. I think that's a double. KI4LCI.
And Gene, were you trying to check in?
For Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet. I'm Gene, and might be another Gene on, I don't really know. Well, you and I have a good bit of in common. One of them is the cataract surgery. I had my second one done Friday, and it's just now normalizing. The other one, it took about 10 days to normalize, but I'm seeing pretty good now. I hope I'm seeing good enough to get my driver's license, which expires in January. The other thing that we have common is heavy equipment operation. I cut my teeth on Euclid's many, many years ago, and DW21s, DH, and that kind of stuff many years ago. Like I say, I cut my teeth on them. That's way back when I used to have teeth. But I was working South Georgia and out on the West Coast and everything. So it's good to hear somebody that has had that experience. Well, other than that, negative and negative. Over.
Were you old enough to run one that had the old pony engine on it for a starter?
Yes, sir. Yes, sirree. Most of that equipment did have the pony engine on it. And had to connect it into the diesel with a couple of gears and that type thing. I could tell you a story or two along that line, but anyway, I will one of these days if you and I get in a Kiso. But anyway, I'm old enough. I sure am. I'm 82. And when I was out on the West Coast running heavy equipment, at least they told me that I was the youngest person, which I think it was 17. I was the youngest person in the Operating Engineers Union out there, out of 17,000 members, as I'm remembering. I don't know if that was true, but they said that anyway.
I'm glad you said operated. These kids now, they'll come out there, I can drive that. That thing ain't got no steering wheel on it. And then when they ask you if you got a key, I thought the operator had the keys and everything. I still got all my keys. Yeah, Gene, I've operated from South Carolina to the jungles of Vietnam. So I've been around. I'm be 74 here in a couple of months. Anybody else, Echo Through Hotel, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
4OIM, we'll give it another try. Walt, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, negative and negative.
EZN, I had you down here, Harry, up in Candler. But I didn't go back and look. I got carried away talking to Gene. And that's how it is when you old two old heavy equipment operators start talking. And I just found out yesterday this gentleman that Chad helped out install a mobile unit in his car. I just found out that I'm an old timer, and what else did he call it? One of the leaders. He compared it to the Cherokee Indian, the way they rule. But I guess I am one of the elders at 74. Thanks for checking in, Harry. You ain't sticking around for comments.
Walt, tomorrow's going to be a busy day, so I'll sit around and listen a little bit, but been busy today, and tomorrow's going to be busy, so I'm gonna turn in a little bit earlier tonight, because I got to get up earlier tomorrow. With that, Walt, it's been fun listening so far, though. Like I say, you're making it sound awfully easy, having a whole lot of fun, and it's been fun listening. KC4EZN.
Anybody else, Echo Through Hotel, please call K4OIM or Net Control. Now, Chad was trying to make it to 60 last night, and I think he ended up with 63. And I usually run anywhere from 53 to 63, or I think one night I had 64. And I'm stuck on 72 here. Somebody got to help me out. We'll open it up to the big group now. Alpha through Zulu. If you got a call sign at all, and, I know, but the only person that can't talk on this frequency now are the was still holding the novice class ticket. If you got a call sign at all, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
Net Control. India 4, Delta Tango Yankee, KI4DTY. This is Daniel Ann Taylor.
Good, please check in Kilo November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey. This is Gabriel, I'm mobile in Hendersonville. No traffic, no comment. Appreciate you calling the net.
Net Control.
Check in Whiskey 4. Mike, Hotel Echo, W4MHE, and also please check in Kilo Zulu 4, Papa Alva Mike, KZ4PAM, my wife Pam. Thanks for calling the net, Walt, 73.
Thing I remember your name, I ain't gonna call you Mike tonight, it's Melvin, right? And that's W4MHE. And he brings along his lovely wife, Pam, KZ4PAM. But, Melvin, I can't remember where you located at. What's your QTH?
Hendersonville, Walt.
First, we got KI4DTY, that's Daniel, over in Taylor's. And then we got KM4TZZ at Mr. Gabriel up in Hendersonville. And Daniel, I enjoyed you teasing Chad, I believe it was yesterday morning on the radio, about his trip. I know Miss Anna and Chad are there listening now. And too late to make a difference anyway, but if he is worried about hiding them strawberries and making sure they went to France with him, he should hit them in the bottom of her makeup bag. That way they'd be sure to get to France, Daniel. Appreciate you checking in, Daniel. And then KN4, KM4TZ, is that correct, or did I miss one letter, Gabriel? He's up in Hendersonville. Did I get that call right, KM4TZ?
TZW, Tango Zulu Whiskey.
All right, I got her there now. Appreciate you checking in, Gabriel, and being a regular checking in. And then we got W4MHE. That was Melvin up in Hendersonville, and he brings along his lovely wife, Pam, KZ4PAM, and thank you for being a regular, you and Miss Pam, Melvin, really appreciate it. Tell Miss Pam hello. Anybody else, Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or Net Control.
For OIM or Net Control. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic. Good evening to you and all on the net.
That's KI4DOS. I was about to get you mixed up with Andy there. Gary. Gary's our Wednesday night net control station, and he, after the roll call, he has a swap net. Anybody want to buy, sell, or trade any kind of radio equipment, be sure and check in with Gary tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. And Gary is from over in Easley, and he brings along his pretty little wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. And, Gabriel, how's Joy doing?
Good today, Walt. She's doing a whole lot better than she was the last couple of days, but, still having little problems with her back and her neck and all that, but, that's something we have to deal with on a day. basis, but she's doing good. Thanks for asking.
Take her, get out there and work in that garden and cut grass the way you do. You gotta treat her like a lady. Just teasing you, Gary. Tell Miss Joy I asked about her. Anybody else? Alpha through Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control. But we got them all here. Don't have nothing up right now on Echo Link. This is K4OIM. Now securing the former portion of the net with our thanks for all that checked in with me tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins in between RAG 2s. And first up on the stop, looks like Mr. Marshall, W4 MKH down there I believe he's in Jacksonville, Florida. What's on your mind tonight, Marshall?
K4OIM, this is W4MKH, Jacksonville. I will be up in the Flat Rock area, actually over at Highland Lakes, if anybody knows where that is, in the middle of next month, and I'm curious if I'll be able to hit this repeater from up there with a couple of HTs. They're both 5 watts. And I do have a roll-up Slim Jim for 2 meters that I built and a 21-foot telescoping mast that I'm bringing. And I wonder if that's going to be enough to hit this repeater or not. Should I bring a 2-meter mobile that I use in the shack so I have 50 watts to go? Just want to know. I'm not sure. I'm not used to dealing with repeaters up on a mountain like that, how far their coverage is. So thought I'd ask around and see how that's going to work out for me, so if anybody's got any insight on that.
Hey, Peter, it's got a pretty big footprint. It's 100 miles, I'd say, on an average. W4, DJW, are you still in here, Dave? Not doing something. How about you, Gary? KI4DOS. Should he be able to hit that repeater from Flat Rock?
DOS, oh yeah, they can get it from Flat Rock. I would think if there's not a mountain in between them, but he should be able to get that real easy. Let's see, James lives up there in Tuxedo. That's the top of the mountain, and then you go on up towards Sid's place up there in Fletcher. Flat Rock's right in that area, so he should be able to get in with no problem.
KO4HKX.
KX, go ahead, Patrick.
Flat Rock is right there in the shadow, and that's what I call the black hole of Henderson County.
Thanks. Marshall, just to be safe, I'd bring that mobile, and you still might not be able to get into it. Patrick lives up there in Penrose, and on his way home in the evening, when he's on this repeater, he always lets whoever he's talking to know he's going through the black hole. I didn't know that was up there in Flat Rock. I would also bring that 2-meter mobile. You might could drive a mile or two away from where you're going to be and be able to get into it. If not, you can still get in here with Echo Link.
This is KO4HKX. Right there at the state line on 25 over to 26 from Zalconia, there's a pretty good dead spot,
and all the way back around through Flat Rock and part of Canoga. That you're kind of real scratchy in there. You can kind of make out what everybody's saying, but it's hard to get into the repeater.
All right. Thanks for the info. I'll bring the other or the mobile with me. That'll give me 50 watts. And so maybe we can push something through. I don't have an antenna for the car or anything, so I won't be able to drive around and find a better place. Kind of aggravating to be so close and not be able to use RF. Still have to use Echolink, but next February or so we'll be back up there, and maybe down around Traveler's Rest then, so that should be easy enough to check in.
Might weigh in on you making a decision about where you want to buy a place and location up here. Well, it's north from Jacksonville, believe me. I consider Jacksonville just the lower part of Georgia. I used to live down in Sarasota, Clayton area down there. But maybe you ought to move closer in toward Greenville or Greer up here in Inman and right at the foot of the mountains here where you can get out and talk just about anywhere, Marshall. Have you got any other questions, Marshall?
That was it, and I think I'm going to go QRT right now. I fell today and hurt my back and knee, and so I'm going to go to bed and take something for that. But I appreciate the info, and I'll see you guys tomorrow night on the Echolink.
Four MKA at Mr. Marshall down in Jacksonville, Florida. Appreciate you checking in, and I know you didn't get the answers you were hoping for, but thanks for checking in and sticking around for the right cue portion, Marshall, and we'll catch you tomorrow night. So, the next one up on the stump is my good friend Chad, KO4NUE. What's on your mind, Chad?
Everybody on the net, this is KO4NUE, Chad. I just wanted to drop by for a few minutes and just say hello to everyone. And just kind of getting ready for the trip to France. And brother-in-law's coming down and his family going to watch over the place. And I kind of don't want to hang around too long, if you know what I mean, after that. But Dad's going to drop us off at the airport, and I just wanted to drop in and say hello. That's about it. I got rid of the Bobcat today, got it finished up, and the guy's coming to get it in the morning. So I've got things wrapped up, and I am tired. I ran a sawmill a little bit this afternoon, and that thing will wear you out. I mean, work you to death. You start off bearing off of the thing, and you know, anybody been around a sawmill, you know, off bearing is, that stuff's wet and it's heavy, and it just, you know, it just wears you out. But that's about it, Walt. I just wanted to just to say hello to everybody, and y'all have, everybody on the net, have a wonderful week, and I will give you a holler when I get back. I'll try to make contact on Echolink too. I'm not sure how that's gonna work, but I'll try, or at least do a pre-check-in. Walt, I'm pretty sure there is a function on the pre-check-in on the Brawler's website when you do the pre-check-in. I think there may be a section there just through the website itself to do some kind of note or a message or something. But I'll get through somehow. Echo Link, I guess, probably. About that or the pre-check-in. But I'll put a little special note beside my call sign on the pre-check-in or something. So anyway, that's all I got, Walt. Just like I said, everybody have a wonderful week. It's KO4 NUE, and I am clear.